A new piece of COVID-19 misinformation claims that most of the state's summer surge hospitalizations are actually people who aren't really sick. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman talks to an expert who digs into the data to debunk that claim.
The claim is based on a study to test whether COVID-19 hospitalizations were a valid marker of the severity of illness. At the time, before the Delta variant, it found almost half of people admitted to VA hospitals had mild or asymptomatic COVID-19. Indiana University Northwest economics professor Micah Pollack says the study hasn't been peer-reviewed, but the data is fine under those specific conditions. But that's not how Indiana's data plays out. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services releases data on patients who tested positive after they were admitted versus total COVID-19 admissions.
You know, of the 2,500 or so people that are currently hospitalized for COVID in Indiana, there are currently three of them that were admitted to a hospital for some other condition and then ultimately tested positive.
Over the entire course of 2021, Pollack says that's less than 0.3%. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.